The Malvern unit of the Arkansas Department of Correction sits off a narrow road in Hot Spring County. It's medium security, so the men in white jumpsuits, 1,300 of them, can file through the halls unshackled to classes or work shifts. Inmate Randy Phillips is 9 years into a 26-year sentence for armed robbery. He says he's seen the state's prison population swell.
This is the better unit. I've been to many units in the state of Arkansas. This unit hasn't become so large to where things do get out of hand.
Over the past 20 years, Arkansas's prison population has doubled. Prisons are at capacity and have been for years, so the real crowding gets shifted elsewhere.
It's a real problem for county jails.
Bill Scrimshire is the Hot Spring County judge. He and other local officials have come to the prison for a monthly catfish lunch. Scrimshire wishes the prison could take more inmates.
They're back up in our county jails. We just don't have a place to put them.
The state is trying to build more prison space, but that gets very expensive. Shay Wilson is spokesperson for the prisons department.
We have 128 beds available here now, but we're just waiting on funding to open those beds up. We have to have staff here to man the prison 24/7, so that is our biggest expense.
Last year, the governor convened a group of judges, sheriffs, and other criminal justice types to look at the issue. He put them together with the Pew Center on the States. Jake Horowitz with Pew says they found some interesting things. For example, the prison growth wasn't happening because there was more crime.
The growth in the prison population was not the result of a growing resident population or an increased crime rate, but sentencing policies.
The group said Arkansas is underutilizing probation as an alternative to prison. It's also imposing longer prison sentences for nonviolent offenses. And even once prisoners are eligible for parole, they're often not released for quite a while. Horowitz says the new legislation could go a long way to fixing all of that.
The bill is pretty much a direct manifestation of the working group recommendations.
It's a huge bill, and you can read it on our website, KUAR.org, along with our outline of its provisions. But mainly it does two things. It reduces prison time for certain nonviolent offenses like drug possession and theft, and it tries to beef up supervision of probationers and parolees as an alternative to a lot of that prison time.
This is critical when it comes to Arkansas because more than half of admissions to prison in Arkansas are folks under probation and parole supervision. And if the state wants to bend the violent crime rates downward and contain its prison population, it's got to get a handle on the behavior of these folks.
A model program is the drug court. Instead of going to prison for a drug offense, some offenders can undergo about 18 months of treatment and intense supervision by the court. Under the legislation, 6 new drug courts would be created. Inmate Randy Phillips at the Malvern unit used a weapon in a robbery, making him a violent criminal. So he's not exactly the poster child for the proposed changes. But he's not far off either. He says drugs were at the root of all his crimes.
It was armed robbery, commercial burglary, and escape. I walked out of the Garland County Jail. And the reason why I did that, I was needing more cocaine.
Phillips said he needed to be locked up in order to get clean. He says it saved his life. But when told about the drug court programs, he sounds a little wistful.
You know, from going through the court procedures, looking back, you know, it'd have been nice if there was things offered because I needed rehab. You know, I'm not a violent person. I've never hurt anyone in my life. What I did consider it is a violent charge, but as far as me ever hurting anyone, I would never hurt anyone.
The filed proposal has won the endorsement even of skeptics like the Prosecutors Association. Experts from Pew say similar reforms in other states have been shown to stop prison growth and help with crime when they're properly funded. Later this week, we'll speak with the state agency that would bear the burden of watching over those probationers and parolees, the Department of Community Correction. For FM 89 News, I'm Kelly McNeil.